We're talking today with Francie Tolle, the State Executive Director for the Farm Service Agency of USDA. And let's talk a little bit about the kind of the elements to come as far as this commodity title is concerned from the 2014 farm law. We knew in general what was going to happen. Major reforms. We no longer have direct farm program payments. And those payments, in a lot of cases, came out at a couple of times during the year. But normally we would see kind of some monies coming in October that this year not going to be there, right?
That's exactly correct. Direct payments are finished. So unless we trigger 4 acre, which we're finishing up from the last farm bill, which we'll know that very, very soon, producers can expect that, there will not be program payments for October this year.
So, you know, as we think about looking out to the programs that they're going to start hearing more and more about, they've already heard a great deal as they walk through the farm bill. But we've got basically two choices that will be made, either an ARC or an ARC. Tell me a little bit about both of those.
The first program is the PLC, Price Loss Coverage Option. And really, it's based on price. It's a lot like a countercyclical program. So if the price dips below, there's a payment. The ARC program, the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program, there's two options within that program. There's a county option and there's an individual option. And it's based on revenue. It's going to take into account yield as well as price.
When you think about, you know, the things that are going to have to happen, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack indicated the very first thing starts Monday, September 29. Farm owners can start making some decisions and communicating those to your office.
Yes, that's correct. Beginning in the first part of August, USDA sent out letters to producers that had their base acres listed and what those base acres are, what covered commodity they're on, as well as what their yields were. And so that's the first step to this program. If you want to update your bases, or if you want to reallocate your bases, or if you want to update yields, you're going to have that opportunity. And this is a very big decision because this doesn't come along in every single farm bill. For instance, the last time we were really able to make changes to bases or yields was back in 2002. So this goes even beyond potentially this farm bill. So it's a big decision. And plantings have changed in Oklahoma. You know, we've got a lot of wheat base out there, but over the last several years, we've planted a lot of different crops. So people may want to look and see, do they want to reallocate those bases to another covered commodity?
And what is the ramification of switching wheat acres to grain, sorghum, or corn, for example?
Well, and that's where the new programs come into play, because you have to look at what you're planting, what you're going to plant, what you think prices may do, and that's why it's important to look at the tools that are out with the universities, which I'm sure you and I will talk about in a moment. But Texas A&M as well as the University of Illinois have come out with some tools, OSU as well, and it's very important for producers to use those tools to look at base reallocations along with ARC and PLC. That's what's going to help them determine what they need to do.
So with all these moving parts, as you mentioned, we've got some decision-making tools. Most of them are kind of the spreadsheet concept. You plug the numbers in, and they'll run the options, or they'll tell you what the various scenarios are, right?
Yes, that's right. And they're built in different manners, so it's good for a producer to get on and look at all of them and see which one you're most comfortable with. There's some very easy, simple ones. There's some that are very detailed that will tell you what the probability of this price, you know, of your payment will be. Gets very detailed. Texas A&M will be coming out also with a crop insurance portion that will tell you if you choose this program, this is the best crop insurance that will go with it and what percent you should buy. So it gets very detailed, but extremely helpful. And I can't emphasize enough that these programs, while everyone says complicated, thank goodness we just don't have one-fits-all program out there. These actually let a producer manage their own risk, but in order to do that, you have to look at your own information.
So the more information you get yourself, you know, perhaps the better choices that you'll be able to make at some point when they're actually required to sign up, right?
Absolutely. So after we have the base reallocation and yield update process that starts Monday, we will then go into an election period where producers will choose whether they want to go into the ARC or PLC program. And they will choose that on each crop, depending on what their bases are. They may decide to go ARC individual, which again is a whole different program, but that will be later this fall into the winter. Then once they have made that one-time election that's irrevocable, they will enroll in the program. Producers will still have to enroll each year. So that's kind of the rollout. When we get to that enrollment process, it'll probably be, I don't know, February, March, into the enrollment part, but election will be made before that.
Crazy thing is that for our wheat producers, we'll have already had one complete wheat crop cycle and we'll be well into growing the 2015 crop.
Yes, because of the timing of when the Farm Bill was passed in February, you know, last fall we planted our wheat. We had no idea what the program was going to be. Basically the same now because everything is so new and it's going to take a lot of analysis. Wheat producers are going into their second crop really not knowing how they're going to be able to manage risk.
You indicated that there's going to be educational meetings. Tell me the concept about these meetings.
Okay. Within the Farm Bill, there was $6 million for education to producers, which was a great thing because the education is a very important part of getting the word out. So FSA, along with our OSU Extension and RMA, are going to be putting meetings on across the state. We've got over 20 of them planned. Right now, that schedule will be on our website. But those meetings will include FSA going over all the details of the program, the policy, how ARC PLC works. RMA will cover the SCO, the new crop insurance option that's available if producers decide to go with PLC. And then OSU will go over the tools so producers can see how those tools work and get more comfortable using them.
So these are the type of a meeting that you're going to probably want to find one of them close to you to be at.
Yes, and we've got them, like I said, all across the state. So there'll be plenty of opportunity.
In your mind, you're obviously you've got the farm back home with your husband. As you look at this through your producer eyes and back to what you've seen as an administrator. The secretary talked a lot about there's so many decisions, so many moving parts. How successful are we going to be in really getting farmers right across the board, to make some good choices?
Well, it's going to come down to education. And farming is a business. It's not a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants thing that you can do and be successful. I don't know that it ever was, but it certainly isn't now. And so having these meetings across the state, if there's more meetings needed, we will do more meetings. But I just can't emphasize enough how important the education of these meetings are going to be. Like I said, yes, these programs have been put out as being complicated. But again, when you have a farm policy that covers the entire United States, you don't want one program because one program does not fit all. This is really an exceptional opportunity to really look at your own farm and figure out how you can manage your risk better. This is probably the best opportunity farmers have had to choose how to manage their risk.